This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. I'm continuing to tell America's story as I understand it. Now, you might be a little bit confused about why I'm telling some of my own story in the midst of telling America's story, as I understand it. Well, it's the as I understand it part that compels me to tell stories from my own experience. My own experience, you see, has contributed to the lens through which I see history. And as I look at the Reformation, which is the backstory to America's Pilgrim and Puritan stories, as well as other colonial-era Christian immigrant stories, I see it, at least in part, through the lens of my own personal experience in the charismatic renewal of the 60s and 70s. Let's compare these two backstories, the Pilgrim Puritans backstory of the Reformation and my own cutting-edge Christian movement backstory of the charismatic renewal. Obviously, they're quite different in many ways. For example, when the Reformation took place in Western Europe had but one church, the Catholic Church, based in Rome. There were no denominations in those days, just the church. When the charismatic renewal occurred, it impacted multiple church denominations. Another difference, the Reformation radically altered the Christian landscape in Western Europe. The charismatic renewal did alter the church around the globe, but the impact did not even come close to the impact of the Reformation. A third difference, a rather obvious one, many Christians lost their lives in the Reformation. None lost their lives in the charismatic renewal. Finally, the Reformation remains a seminal phenomenon in world history. As I just said, the Reformation radically altered the face of Christianity. The charismatic renewal, on the other hand, is but one of several sweeping or powerful moves of the Holy Spirit in modern history. Consider America's Great Awakening in the early to mid-1700s and the three Great Awakenings that followed under the leadership of Francis Asbury in the 1790s, under the leadership of Charles Finney in the 1830s, and under the leadership of Dwight Moody in the 1880s. Then we had the Welsh Revival in the early 1900s and the Azusa Street Revival in Los Angeles, California during that same time period. So the charismatic renewal, as powerful as it was, is but one of several moves of God in our world, none of them comparable to the Reformation. Let's now compare some similarities. The Reformation challenged the thinking of the day. Luther came to believe that some of the teachings of the Catholic Church did not line up with the Scriptures. He boldly confronted the Church with his claims. The charismatic renewal likewise challenged the thinking of mainstream denominational leaders of its day. As in Reformation time, members of the Church in its many mainstream expressions encouraged their leaders to embrace the fresh work of the Holy Spirit, which they claimed was found in Scripture. But most of those pleas went unheard. Secondly, the testimony of Luther and others of his day divided the Church. The charismatic renewal happened largely in mainstream denominations, and it also divided many churches. Finally, those involved in the Reformation movement sincerely believed that they were a part of a genuine move of God and that God had released to his people a fresh understanding of the gospel. Those in the charismatic renewal likewise believed that they were part of a genuine move of God and that God had released his Holy Spirit in a fresh way upon his church. In closing, what I've attempted to do here is to compare and contrast two backstories. One is the backstory to the Pilgrim Puritan story. The other is the backstory to my own experience in a cutting-edge Christian movement. More about these two primary stories next. Stay tuned. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.